Well, I think that the fact that we have numerous debates going on right now on the issue of immigration because of the Republican primary is certainly influencing the atmospherics, even in a state like Maryland that supports education and supports kids. But we are very confident. We're very confident in the power of this lawsuit and the arguments that were made today. But if, at the end of the day, we're not successful in the courts, we're very confident that the majority of Marylanders are going to support educational access for all Maryland kids.
Kim, the question...
You got 20 minutes.
If the bill had been enacted when it was signed into law by Governor O'Malley, there would have been, hundreds if not thousands of students that could have been benefited? I mean, with this law on hold, how has that hurt a lot of students in Maryland?
Well, it's very difficult to talk about the actual number of students that are impacted by the bill. As you saw, that was a major contention during the legislative debate, and that's really true. It's only once it's enacted that we'll get a real sense of the numbers. But, yes, I know personally students who have not been able to go to school and it's had a real impact on their lives. Many of them are working fast food jobs or getting by as they can and trying to survive. Many of them are really waiting on the outcome of this to see if they'll finally be able to enroll in community college.